The exhibit is divided into six unique themes or aspects of Louise's life. While there is some overlap, these themes correspond to individual timeframes. The curators have assigned a color to each theme that were in fashionable clothing during these decades. Becoming Louise, which focuses on Louise's childhood and young adult life, is set in rich green, which was now possible in women's clothing because of advancements made in dyes during the Industrial Revolution and the wealth that was generated after the Civil War. Homework tells the story of Louise's marriage to Robert and the early years of their practice. We tell their story in a jewel-tone blue that was fashionable in Gilded Age clothing. A Toast to the Lady Architect is set in red background, one of the colors more emblematic of the 1880s, when Louise was most active in the Western Association of Architects and first admitted to the American Institute of Architects. Wheeling celebrates the role that Louise and other women cyclists played in women's equality. It demonstrates that the road to equality was a long one, and women chose different paths to reach it. Some did so by marching in the streets, others did so by riding their wheels to work. We chose to tell this story in mauve, as colors were more muted during the 1890s with the advent of the arts and crafts movement. Innovation is set in the 1890s, and it focuses on the many styles and typologies in which Bethune, and Fuchs built. We celebrate their work with a brown backdrop, depicting again the influence of the arts and crafts movement and the somber tone of the 1893 economic depression. And finally, we celebrate Louise's opus, the Hotel Lafayette, in gold, which was prevalent during the era and also throughout the building. We hope that you will enjoy our perspective on Louise and the era in which she lived.